what is going on in America today. We are witnessing a massive warfare against Christianity, against the moral code, the moral law, the moral structure that has successfully kept humanity alive. And it came from God. Now, what Katy Perry just got on TV and did, she attacked the Christian youth. Make no mistake about it. We have Satanism running rampant in our society today. You have Satanists that somehow think they're going to protect the children in Texas. When, if you just turn the page a little bit, they're doing bloodletting rituals. They're performing rituals. Make no mistake. But claiming they're going to protect the children while they want to keep the remains of aborted babies. Physically, in this life, what Katy Perry is saying that homosexual, she tried to pray her Jesus, or she tried to pray her gayness away, whatever. It's stupid. But what she just did, it showcases the stupidity of what's going on today. We're being attacked, and it's typically subversion. The cultural shift that is ongoing throughout society today is all about depopulation. This acceptance and tolerance agenda of trans, homosexual, whatever crap. Let me ask you this. What comes from homosexuality? I challenge you, if you're a homosexual, to answer that successfully. I will tell you what comes from it. Death. And I'm not even talking about the biblical definition of death, which is burning in hell. If every single person on this planet today was a homosexual, there would be no more generations. Oh, but science would figure it out. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. Because we wouldn't have made it to this point where science can create baby farms and designer babies and blah, blah, blah. We would have died at generation one. In the biblical terms, that's Adam. We wouldn't have made it past that. Because life does not come from homosexuality, only death does. Only death comes from that. That is the factual, physical outcome. And what the Satanists and the Illuminati are trying to do to our culture today is bring that death factor back in. Because we've seen this before throughout biblical history. This is not new. One glance at Lot and the things he was going through. And we understand. We as Christians have got to stop this. We've got to protect our children. Love is not tolerance. Love is not acceptance. Love is protection. Love is obedience. Love takes faith. Love is patience. Love is kind. We have to realize the attack against the youth, because in the words of the ex-Soviet Union, Yuri Bezmenov, it takes several years to subvert a culture. What we are witnessing is what took place many years ago. Back when the liberals were attempting to destroy buildings because of the environment. Instead, they stopped that and they became teachers and professors and the like. And they taught the children of today. I shouldn't say today. They taught the parents of today. Let's put it that way. But that generation is more or less aligned with the liberal ideology, the tolerance, the acceptance. So what do? They don't attack the middle-aged individual. They don't necessarily attack the person who's already had kids and they've gone through college. They attack the youth. They attack the parent. Because by doing so, they make the youth align themselves with an ideology that is, of course, for their agenda. And this is exactly how you subvert a culture. It takes many generations. It's not an instantaneous overnight thing. And if you literally just roll back the pages and years and things, you can see the attack coming out. And today, it is everywhere. Public. Just a few years ago, it was hidden. And most of us were noticing it through symbolism. And of course, today, the documents that have been published, we see where it all came from. But now, we see the result of their subversion. We see the result of their attacks on culture, their attacks on the youth, and they're continuing to attack the youth today. Can you imagine what the result will be in a few years? The ideology that supports climate change is literally save the environment, kill yourself. The ideology that supports climate change is literally you don't need to have children because the environment must come first. But there is an elitist organization or a cabal who is still going to have children while telling you not to. There is still an elitist organization who is trying to strip the youth of their morals. And they're manifesting their agenda through culture, through Hollywood. This is not new stuff. It's old. How young do people start watching TV? How young do children start playing on iPads or phones or start seeing adverts? You see, you can have these shows on TV, which are generally, most all of them are brainwashing. Because they're teaching the children, rather, while the parent is off doing something else. They've kept the parent busy while the TV and culture and the village raises the child. But what happens if the village has a different ideology or moral compass than what the parent does? The parent's wrong. You see what our culture's, you see what they've done? They have subverted this culture with distractions and with Satanism. Satanism is widespread. It doesn't just have to be done in black robes or in the back rooms. It's everywhere today. And it's time we wake up. It's time we protect our children. They're attacking the innocence, and they're attacking the moral code or the moral law. That's all I got. God bless and carry on.